All right, what's your gut telling you about this Lions-Vikings game? Give us a winner and a score. We'll record these things, revisit them on Monday. 248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. Arthur's in Pontiac, and he's on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Arthur.
Hey, what's up?
How we doing?
Real quick, I think I'm good. I want to say that we're going to win. I think it's going to be a shootout. I think that missing our both defensive ends is going to show that we have, like, no pass rush. I could see going like 31-28, but I do want to say the Lions are like the one team, or maybe one of the one teams that can go FM picks. You look at the Rams when they said FM picks, and then a couple years later they draft Puka Nacua in the fifth round. I think that we've always drafted above our grade, and I think that we can get first round draft talent in the second, third, and fourth round. And I think that's what Aaron got. Aaron Glenn has shown being able to do. I don't know. I just think that we should go for a big name like Crosby and send like two or three first rounds and then just recover in the draft later. And also, we're not going to be able to re-sign everybody. We want to re-sign Gibbs, Laporta, Williams. It's not going to happen. We're going to have to let go of our star rookies, and we're just going to have to draft more star rookies later.
I mean, eventually you do. Thank you for the phone call. Eventually you do run out of cap space. And you can kick the can down the road for a while. That's pretty amazing. This Max Crosby story is not going to go away.
Well, not as long as people keep, feeding fuel to the fire there. I mean, Max could have put it out. Instead,
he talked about it.
Kerosene, dog.
He was... I'm going to go with this term because I know the 2-6 show played the audio, and do we have it handy? We can play. Let's play the audio. This is a weird topic for me because I'm so convinced that they're not trading for Max Crosby, but as long as there is news, it's ridiculous in our line of work not to bring the news up. So yesterday when Mark Davis said it's not happening. But then the former GM of the Falcons, Thomas Dimitroff, said, yeah, I felt that way about trading up for Julio Jones. Then 5-6 days later, I changed my mind. Okay, that's interesting. That is interesting. And then yesterday in the locker room, people bring up Max Crosby, the outstanding edge rusher from the Vegas Raiders, who they've just shipped out Devontae Adams. Asked him about, this team being part of him being part of a rebuild. And here's what he said.
Wherever I'm going to be, I'm here to win.
Okay.
It's the way he plays. He's here to win. He's not here for rebuilds, Doug.
And that's the audio portion, and it's out there, and you can see the video. I would describe Max Crosby's demeanor as forlorn. That's what I would go with. He did not seem thrilled about the current situation.
No, no.
He was forlorn.
Forlorn.
Yep.
Playing on a team that's 2-4, and the division, the teams are 5-0, 3-2, and 4-3, and they're 2-4. Mm-hmm. They're already out of it. They're already done. They just traded away their best offensive player. Screams to me like a rebuild. They've switched quarterbacks from Minshew to O'Connell. Neither are your future. What that tells me is they're tanking the rest of the way. They're going to be as bad as they can, get the highest pick they can so they can take the best quarterback they can and go with those struggles of an early quarterback. He sees the writing on the wall. Max knows what's going on. He doesn't want any part of it. He wants out. He wants out, and he wants to go to a winner. He wants to come home, Doug. He wants to come home. Where he grew up, where he played college football. Home. Home team. Have you not heard him talk about Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions? Did you not see his heartfelt condolences and well wishes to Aiden Hutchinson amid his injury? Did you not see all that? Are you blind? He wants to come home. Now it's up to the Lions to facilitate that.
I was about to say, you want to spend the weekend with Kay Adams, but certain things that you want, you don't get.
Speaking of coming home.
I'll settle for an hour. The whole weekend. I mean, I'm not a greedy man. Just saying, he wants to come home.
I mean, that's nice.
Any star player, I mean, all right, in all honesty, any star player doesn't want to be part of rebuild because you know what it entails.
Yeah,
in the NFL, yes, you can rebuild quickly, but for you to rebuild quickly, you have to hit on a number of things. And the first thing you got to hit on is the quarterback. And the best way they can do that is waiting another year. So does he want to wait another year when he's got, after that, he'll have two more years left on a contract?
No, I mean, look,
we're
in a very weird place where for the first time in our adult lives, in our professional lives, we can authentically say players want to be a part of this in Detroit with our National Football League franchise. That's been true of every other team we've had here. Has had an era where we could say players might want to get on board. Certainly was true with the Red Wings. But I think the Pistons and Tigers had eras where people wanted to get on board, and I think the Tigers might be in that era right now. We've never been able to authentically say that about the Lions. So it feels like it would be a shame if there was no opportunity to capitalize on that. Typically, that would come through free agency, and I suppose they have. They've gotten some good free agents. David Montgomery, for instance, a sign here. You know, we've gotten some guys that have been, Alex Anzalone, that have been very useful players that specifically wanted to come to Detroit for what we had brewing and who we had doing it. And if Crosby's one of them, investigate. Yes, a ton.
Well, I feel like yesterday when I made the comment about owner Mark Davis, and I said, I don't think he's trying to play chess here.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He may not be, but the GM of the team that's going to end up making trades, the GM is probably going, thank you for saying what you said. Thank you a little bit to Max Crosby for saying what you said, because now we know where Max stands. And not only that, but because of what the owner said, now we're open for negotiations, and that price is going to be sky high, and they're going to land their price. The question is, will the Lions step up and offer that price over somebody else, or are they going to get outbid by another team?
Feels to me like the NFL insider stuff I've read, again, confirms that he's probably not getting dealt, but that the asking price, I mean, you're talking two first-rounders plus.
And I'd gladly part with two first-rounders.
Yeah. Somebody unearthed Brad Holmes prior to the season talking about making a mega deal, giving up first-round capital for a mega deal. We'll play it for you today at 11:05. It's Carson Anderson. What's your gut telling you about this game at Minnesota? Here's some feedback that's come in. And remember to sign your text so we can circle back on Monday when you get the exact score, when you nail it, so we can give you your props. And who doesn't want their props?
We all want our props.
All want our props.
Want our snaps.
Mike says, Hutchinson is the Lions D. Glenn can talk all he wants with no pass rush. Darnold will pick that D apart. Minnesota 34-27. Chad writes in, Lions can't stop Jefferson. 175 yards and three touchdowns. 31-17 Minnesota. Max in Bath, Michigan writes in, Lions win 31-17. Jack Fox will have to punt, unfortunately, this week a couple of times.
Mm.
That's bold ass.
That is bold.
Jeff in a truck, my gut is telling me the Lions should win. I think it will be high scoring, 35-24. And then this, I'm not sure what the first thing it says is both, Doug. This is basically a must win for division. Davis has not practiced for a second day in a row. No pass rush rule. With the combination of a hurt secondary with Jefferson and Addison, we are absolutely in trouble. There you go. Some of the feedback coming in. What do you got going down Sunday in Minnesota? It's Carson Anderson. Open lines. Just a reminder, you can stream the show with video, twitch.tv and youtube.com. Watch us if you so choose and participate in the streaming chat, where yesterday we had a lot of fun. Additionally, you can stream with audio using the Audacy app, AUDACY. Download it for your mobile device today. Then you can listen to this show and all the shows here on 97.1 The Ticket anywhere in the United States. And stream through our website, 97.1theticket.com.